The government is scrambling to take a tougher line on crime in the face of extraordinary pressure. Dairy owners yesterday shut up shop to commemorate the slain shopkeeper Janak Patel and to call for tougher penalties for offenders. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, denies it's taken a tragedy for her to act and insists she has always been firm and fact-driven. These are some of the measures introduced. To small retailers, they're being offered a $4,000 payment to help cover the cost of having one of these fog cannons installed. There's a $4 million fund that will be set up to support councils in Hamilton, Auckland and Bay of Plenty to roll out crime prevention measures there on a dollar-for-dollar basis. And this existing fund, $6 million ram raid fund, it'll be expanded now and will cover stores that have experienced aggravated robbery in the past year. Police are announcing more patrols and shopping precincts. We've heard from Andrew Costa on that this morning, and there will be increased police presence on the beat, on the ground, if you like. That's what he's saying. And police are to take a stronger stance on repeat and adult offenders. Let's talk more about this now. I'm joined by the chairperson for Sandringham Business Association, Chitin Chitibuma. Welcome to you.
Good morning. Thank you for
Thanks for coming on. The president of the New Zealand Indian Central Association, Narendra Bana, is also with us. Good morning to you, Narendra.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And also with us, the president of the Wellington Indian Association, Deepak Bana. Good morning as well to you, Deepak.
Namaste. Good morning to you.
Now, if I could start with you, Chitin, the measures that were announced yesterday, this was in your neighbourhood, of course, you're with the Sandringham Business Association. What did you make of what the government came out with yesterday?
See, I welcome the announcements. We've always struggled for funding as a smaller business association through council, because there's no provision for funding if you're not a bid programme, which is a business improvement district, and we are not one of those bids. So I do welcome the announcements, but it won't change the attitude of the perpetrators towards, you know, workers and migrant workers. So we will continue to have these discussions with the government. And fog cannons are great, but nothing's going to change. In the next 28 or 48 or 72 hours, people that are committing these crimes are committing them now.
Narendra, do you agree with that, that it's about a cultural, an attitudinal thing rather than a preventative scenario, I guess? Yep. I mean, that seems to be the sentiment here, that there is no fear of repercussion or perhaps no respect for these people.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, the government is very quick at making funding announcements to deal with all sorts of issues. Now, funding doesn't solve all the problems. Additional funding that was announced yesterday is going to achieve absolutely nothing. The government needs to focus on the actual root cause of the problems, which is criminals. I mean, $6 million funding that was approved at the beginning of this year, they haven't used half of this, and funding is not an issue, and funding is not going to solve the problem. What is going to solve the problem is tougher laws. We need to hold these criminals accountable for these actions, which is what is required, not additional funding. Additional funding that they're given us is at this point in time going to achieve absolutely nothing.
Deepak, would you agree with that? I mean, is a potential offender really going to, you know, park the ram raided car on the side of the street and not do the burglary if they think that there's going to be a more serious penalty? Or do these people, do their brains not work like that? What do you think?
Yeah, I sort of feel that a lot of our dairy owners out there are not getting justice. You know, I've heard of some really horrendous incidences that have actually taken place at yesterday's demonstration. And, you know, one of the incidences, we had one of the dairy owners who were attacked with fly spray. They thought a prospective customer was going to buy, and they got sprayed in the face with this fly spray. Now, you know, subsequent to that, they went away, they got prosecuted, the jail term was downturned due to good behaviour. But this the same customer returned back to that shop and says, "I'm going to kill you this time." And having these types of threats, it's not great, you know. It puts a lot of fear into, you know, the people who actually work at the dairies, and it's just not good enough. I think, you know, enough is enough. You know, we need some tougher laws and things to come through. And I think, you know, the repeal of the three-strike policy that had taken place over the last few years, I think putting some harsher laws in there, like the three strikes, would be a good way to sort of have a good deterrent out there for the criminals out there.
Thanks for your time, all of you, this morning. Deepak Bana there, Narendra Bana, and also speaking to Chiti Bhuma there about those measures that the government have announced yesterday to try to crack down on some of these incidents. Be interested in your feedback on this one.